Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Chris Yellen, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the humor.
I don't know. It just seems appropriate, right?
It does.
All right, Chris, what is the status of Eskom and what is going to break next? Because it's inevitable. It's just inevitable.
Well, the thing is, nobody knows because they probably tell us that things are going to ease a little bit.
Yes.
But then out of the blue, things get worse, and then they ease, and then they get worse. So it's variable, it's random. And right now, as you know, we had just a few hours of respite yesterday. But this morning, I'm told that it's back up to stage 3, stage 4. And it could get better, it could get worse. It all depends on sort of random breakdowns that occur in the system. And sometimes when they happen, a whole lot of them happen simultaneously by chance, then we get plunged into stage 6. But the overall trend at the moment is still slightly downwards. And if people do the right thing over a period of time, I'm hoping that at a rate of downward trend will slow down and eventually bottom out and stabilize and then start turning up and hopefully start increasing. But this is not a sudden change. It's a continuum, and it happens on a continuous curve, so that you can't get sudden changes in a curve, which is the average of 90 generators.
Right. Chris, a big story last week, actually, and we were going to speak to you on Friday about it, was the amount of money that Eskom is paying for diesel from PetroSA.
Yes.
Which is obviously going to have an impact on the end user, on us. There were allegations of them being overcharged for the diesel. Is that correct?
Well, it is correct. In December, Eskom bought 50 million litres of diesel for an emergency procurement, and they paid 1.3 billion rand, which works out at 26 rand a litre, which is above... which was 1 rand a litre above the pump price in Cape Town at that time. Obviously, the price of diesel varies month by month, but in that month, Eskom paid a premium of 1 rand a litre above the pump price that a motorist would be able to buy, let's say, 50 litres for to fill up their car or bucky. Eskom was paying for 50 million litres a rand a litre more.
Interesting. Chris?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, are you still there? Something else that I wanted to ask you is, South Africa is still supplying Europe with coal. Is that correct?
Yes. There has been an increase in demand from Europe for coal as they scramble for alternatives to Russian gas and Russian oil and Russian coal. But South African coal exports have not actually increased, funnily enough. In fact, last year was the lowest year for many years on the exports of coal from Richards Bay. That was largely as a result of the problems experienced at the Richards Bay coal terminal and the rail line, the railway links to the coal terminal, which are not in good shape, and Transnet is having a lot of problems there. But yes, there has been an uptick in coal procurement from Europe, from South Africa. The demand for European coal has not actually increased that much.
Yeah.
It's just a shift in the procurement pattern. So it's not like the European coal demand has rocketed. It has increased, but it hasn't rocketed. It's a shift in procurement away from Russia towards other alternatives.
Okay. All right. Well, that's reassuring. And also, that's basically, is it written off against the loans that we are carrying?
Well, now look, the coal exports are private sector exports.
Yeah.
And so that's got nothing to do with the national debt or the Eskom debt. The exports are private sector exports to other countries and companies overseas. Nothing to do with South African national debt.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Thank you very, very much. Chris Yelland, always a pleasure, and thank you so much for making yourself available, especially so early in the morning.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Chris Yelland. He is an energy analyst.